to Jesus Christ.
I greet all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's much better.
Amen.
We firstly want to welcome all our visitors. If the Swazi believers can just stand to their feet. Amen. God bless you richly. You may take your seats. They've just accompanied the pastor. I see Brother Maluleka there. If he can stand to his feet with his wife. Amen. Alright. God bless you. Feel at home. Can take your seat. Amen. We've got Pastor Ngampalala in our midst. Amen. Very energetic man. Amen.
Amen.
When I was still a young man in the message, I think I've got almost 17 years having known him. Amen.
Amen.
But what amazes me, he has never lost the enthusiasm for the word.
Yeah.
Amen. Still sings as he used to sing in the 80s and
90s. Yeah.
Amen. So we need such consistent men in the ministry.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because some, when they get older, they get into church politics. But God will always have certain men that he reserved for his service.
Yeah.
And I believe Pastor Ngampi is one of them.
Yeah.
Are you happy to see him this morning?
Yeah.
As we stand to our feet, I'm told that the month end service will be at Mamelodi. So next Sunday, don't go to Medunsa, go to Mamelodi. Especially Brother Patsy. Amen. It's because he used to study at Medunsa. Amen.
Amen.
So just remind him during the week as well. As we stand to our feet and say, welcome, welcome. As the pastor comes to the fore.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad winter is over. So chances of Amen Corner being hit by a cold front are very slim.
Amen.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome,
welcome.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I also greet you all this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I greet all the saints in the wonderful name of our Lord.
Amen.
I'm hoping we are all the saints when we are here.
And
no one is a stranger amongst us.
Yeah.
Because we are known from above. And we were known before the foundation of the world. That would be here this morning praising the Lord. I also thank the Pastor Madiba. Because we are the products of the old man, Pastor Jacob Godima. And I'm hoping we are all the products of the old man. Me and Pastor Madiba, we are the sons of the old man. So we need to pray for this old man all the time.
Yeah.
Because the places he goes, he preaches the message of the hour.
Yeah.
And the message we preach, we took it from the old man.
Yeah.
So we must always pray for Pastor Israel Ngodima and his family.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we are here this morning because of the knowledge of the Lord.
Yeah.
We are the only selected saints.
Yeah.
When the pastor brought me here last night, I was really happy to see this tabernacle.
Yeah.
So I hope the Lord has blessed this church.
Yeah.
You must be all the time be behind the pastor.
Yeah.
Because the pastor is the shepherd of the sheep.
Yeah.
Without the shepherd,
the
sheep can go astray.
Yeah.
So that's why God chose Pastor Madiba to lead this church.
Yeah.
So may God bless all of you.
Yeah.
I'll be short and specific to the message of this day.
Yeah.
And I'm also happy to see Brother Maluleka this morning. And his family.
Yeah.
When I was also young in 1983, I was staying with his family. When I first saw this message of the hour.
Yeah.
And these young Skosanas. Sibusiso and his brother.
We're
just too young by that time.
Yeah.
But we thank God for everything. Because God lots his time. Before the waste of time, we are going to go straight to the word. I'm also thankful to see my brothers and sisters from Swaziland. Brother Morris and Brother Msibi. And the other sisters.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Sibusiso, you are also here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and Vuselelo. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Sister Zotwa. May God bless you all.
Amen.
All right. But before we read the word, let us just bow our heads. We shall ask our brother Morris, just to lead us in a word of prayer.
Morris,
Let us bow our heads.
Ngesikhotha misene amakhanda ethu.
Babe uNkulunkulu wethu ophakeme kakhulu. Lithuba osinike lona bovele uluhlelile.
Amen.
Kungakho babe sihlangene ngaphansi kwaloluphahla lalendlu. Sibonga kakhulu babe luthando lwakho lelidonsa abantu eSwatini. Libahlanganise bantu nebantu base South Africa. Kodwa sibonga kwathi babe kuthi simunye. Sikhathi babe sezwi lakho manje. Yonke imisindo lengaba khona lemelane nezwi lakho. Ayina sabelo nakancane phakathi kwethu. Siyakhuleka babe kuba leyo ncwadi leta ufundwa. Ngileyo babe lebevela uyihlelile. Ngileyo babe imphefumulo yethu sahlethe phansi salalela iyothola kuba Nkosi isitakala. Nyuka babe nemelusi umbeke endzaweni leyifanele. Njengoba noMosi bowenta njalo entsabeni yaseSinayi. Kuba sekuthi Nkosi bantwana bakho babuye ngasemacinselweni entsaba. Siyakholwa ke Nkosi kuba luthando lwakho liyosingama kule nkonzo ngelihle igama lenkosi yethu lengJesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen.
We can turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Asifundeni kwabaseKorinte bokuqala isahluko 13.
Verse 9 up to verse 12.
Verse 9 so phetha ku verse 12.
Or we can start from verse 9 up to verse 11.
Okay, so qala ku verse 9 so phetha ku verse 11.
Maybe you can just read for us, brother.
Okay, base Korinte boqala isahluko 13 verse 9 kuya ku 11. Ifunde ngalelo hlobo. Ngokuba sazi ingxenye siprofete ingxenye. Kepha nxa sekufikile okupheleleyo lokho okuyingxenye kuya kukhawuka. Lapho ngisengumntwana ngangikhuluma okumntwana ngaqondisa okumntwana ngazindla okumntwana kuthe sengiyindoda ngayeka okobuntwana.
Maybe we can also read in another language.
Singafunda ngolunye ulimi.
Let me just read. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Amen.
Let us also go to the book of Revelation chapter 1, only verse 3.
Ngathi esambulo sokuqala sifunde uverse 3 khona lapho.
You can just read for us.
Esambulo sokuqala uverse 3. Ubusisiwo ofundayo nabo abazwayo amazi alesi siprofeto bagcine okulotshiweyo kuso ngokuba isikhathi sisiseduze.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Amen.
Let us be seated.
Singahlala phansi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this morning I'm going to ask you to connect your theophany.
Namhlanje kuseni ngizocela ukuthi niqhumane nomzimba wezweni.
When you connect yourself to your theophany,
uma uyiqhumanisa nomzimba wakho wezwi,
your theophany will be connected to the preacher.
Umzimba wakho wezwi uyoqhumana noshumayelayo. Amen.
Like this morning,
njenga namhlanje kuseni,
we have got the speakers here.
Sinale ipika lezi esinazo.
The speakers just give out the good sound.
Zikhipha umsindo omnandi.
But the speakers can't give out the good sound if the wires, the connection are improper.
Kodwa uma le ipika le ntambo ze ipika zingaqhumenanga kahle angeke zikhiphe umsindo omnandi.
Yeah.
They just give out the good sound because the connection is okay.
Zikhipha umsindo omnandi ngokuthi ukhumana kwazo kwezintambo kulungile.
So you have got to know that as a child of God,
fanele wazi ukuthi njengomntwana kaNkuluNkulu,
your theophany is connected somewhere.
Umzimba wakho wezi uqhumene nento ethile.
For you to become the spoken word,
ukuze wena ube yizwi elikhulunyiwe,
you must have to take the message from somewhere.
Kwakumele ngabe uthathe umlayezo ndawo thile.
When God speaks about the seventh day,
uma uNkulunkulu akhuluma ngosuku lwesikhombisa,
he speaks about the seventh day from a certain place.
Ukhuluma ngosuku lwesikhombisa kusuka ndawo thile.
When he speaks from a certain place,
uma akhuluma kusukela kuleyo ndawo,
the child of God,
umntwana kaNkuluNkulu,
must also hear the message from a certain place.
Kufanele ezwe naye umlayezo ame kwenye indawo.
Because it is where your theophany is connected.
Ngokuthi yilapho umzimba wakho wezwe oqhumene khona.
It is where your theophany comes from.
Yilapho umzimba wakho wezo qhamuka khona.
It is where you also come from.
Yilapho futhi nawe qhamuka khona.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So each and every word of God
is nezwi likaNkuluNkulu
has to be punctuated with a big amen.
Kwamele liqondane no amen omkhulu.
Not everyone can punctuate the word of God with a big amen.
Akekho ozothi amen ezwini likaNkuluNkulu.
But only the elect.
Kodwa kuphela abakhethiweyo.
Only those who were known before the foundation of the world.
Kuphela laba abaziwa ngaphambi kokusekelwa
komhlaba. We are here this morning
silapha namhlanje ekuseni
because of the message of the hour.
Ngenxa yomlayezo wesikhathi.
When I preach this message,
uma ngishumayela lomlayezo,
it's where I identify myself.
Yilapho mina engizazisa khona.
Where I identify myself.
Lapho engizazisa khona.
I identify myself from the seventh seal.
Ngizazisa ophawini losikhombisa.
Because the seventh seal is Christ.
Ngokuthi uPaul losikhombisa lungukrestu.
The seventh seal is me.
uPaul losikhombisa yimina.
The seventh seal is my theophany.
uPaul losikhombisa umzimba wami wezi.
My seventh seal is also the third tool. I'm not afraid to say this morning I am the third tool. I'm not afraid to say this morning I'm the seventh seal. I'm not afraid to say this morning I am Christ. Because Christ dwells in me, I also dwell in him. If Christ dwells in me and I dwell in him, there is that connection. His theophany and my theophany, there is that big connection. I always punctuate a word of God with a big amen. The child of God is a mystery. My message this morning, the same God is in veil this day.
uNkulunkulu namhlanje loyo fanayo umboziwe namhlanje.
The same God in this day is veiled.
uNkulunkulu ofanayo kulolu suku namhlanje umbozi.
Something that has been veiled.
Obthile umboziwe.
Somebody cannot see what is inside.
Omunye umuntu akakwazi ukubona okuphakathi.
But the person only sees the outside.
Umuntu ubona okungaphandle kuphela.
People guess many times.
Abantu bayaqagela isikhathi
esiningi. About something that is inside.
Ngokuthile okuphakathi.
Where is God today?
Ukuphi uNkulunkulu namhlanje?
Where is his third throne.
Isitulo sakhe sobukhosi sesithathu sikuphi?
His third throne is in me.
Isitulo sakhe sobukhosi sesithathu sikimina.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God speaks from a certain place.
uNkulunkulu ukhuluma suwele endaweni ethile.
That is where he is found.
Yilapho atholakala khona.
When he speaks,
uma ekhuluma,
the hearer has to hear. From that place. That's why Cornelius sent only two men just to call Peter to come to his house. Why? Because Peter had a message from a certain place. Peter had a message from God. Peter, his theophany was connected to God. That's why he knew where is that place he can call? He sent two men to call Peter because Peter had the revelation. How do we get the revelation? Do we go to any school just to learn for a revelation? No. You are born with the revelation from above. The revelation comes from God. You can't learn to know the revelation. It was just put right in you. That's why this morning we are sons and daughters of God. This message of the hour is covered but right inside the message there is a mystery. Hallelujah. People these days only know one part. They prophesy one part. But the saints move from one part to another. They see both sides. They know both sides. They don't only speak about him. They also know who he is. Hallelujah. The problem of today, people speak about God and they don't know him. That's why in the book of Revelation, the book says, the Bible says, blessed is he that readeth and they that comprehend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The mystery of this book.
The
words of this book. That's where people end. That's where they end. But moving from that part to the next part becomes a problem. Hallelujah. A child of God has to keep. What do you keep in your heart? You keep the word. Because you are also the spoken word. Why do you keep the word? Because time is at hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
God never hid anything to Abraham. He revealed everything. Because
Abraham
was in the third pool. Abraham had the seven seals.
Abraham, why no? Paulus Kombisa.
The book of Revelation, chapter 10.
Amen.
That is Christ. Is the theophany. Is the seven seed. My brother, my sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Knowing one part.
Was in
professing one part.
That's
for the problem. Even this stage. God is covered. He's in a veil. But people can't see him. But praise God. The children of God know him. Where he's found. Hallelujah. Brother Branham the prophet. In
1962.
3 months before. He could write the seven seals. The angel of God. Appeared to him. And the angel of God. Told him straight away. Where he could stand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What he should do. And he followed. What the angel of the Lord said to him. My brother, my sister. This morning. It's not an accident for you to be here. It's not accidental for you to be here. It was the plan of God. Before the foundation of the world. That's why you are here. It's not a mistake. Where you are sitting. God knew you before.
Hallelujah.
So the seven seals
are
not for salvation. Do you know that? The seven seals are not for salvation. But it is where we identify ourselves.
Amen.
Without the seven seals, we can't be what we are. But praise God. When Jesus was here, he preached to the sixth seal.
Amen.
Up to the sixth seal. He omitted the seven
seals.
Why?
In God. Ingan.
Why?
Ingan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was left for somebody else.
Why she here? No Paulus Kombisa. La she no
It was left for Brother Branham.
La she here no boy to Branham.
Hallelujah. Amen. To open the seven seas.
To
declare it unto us. That's why Brother Branham the prophet.
Ingan um boy to Branham um prophet.
He was the carrier of the message.
Wa unguye no open to blayezo.
He was the carrier of the word of God. He was supposed to bring the word of God to the bride of Christ. He could not keep the word unto himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why God this morning, he has passed us just to preach the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the word is complete. Even if the prophet is no longer here, but if you read the book of Revelation chapter 10 verse
7,
the Bible says there, in the days of the voice, it doesn't say, in the days of the seventh angel, in the days of the voice, no longer the prophet is alive. But the ministry of his voice is still remaining.
Amen.
Why?
Ingani.
Because this ministry, hallelujah,
amen,
of his voice, it's a mystery. It can't be known by anybody else. It is only noted to the elect.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the time.
Yeah.
Do you know Jesus? When he was here on earth, he was the veil.
Yeah.
The Jews could only see the body, but they could not see Christ. That is the problem of today.
Yeah.
When Jesus was here, they could only see him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They said many things to him. But they never knew that God was walking on earth.
Yeah.
They could not see Christ. Hallelujah. Because Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Jesus was just only the body. He was just only the temple. He brought the Lord down here on earth. If you read the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. The Bible says, behold, I'm going to send my messenger before me. He will go before me. The Lord that you seek will come down into his temple. Let there be amen.
Amen.
Let there be amen in the
church. The Lord that you seek will come down into his temple. When he is in the temple, people can't see him. Even today, they can't see him. Where is he today? He is in our heart.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Book of John chapter 1 verse 18. The Bible says there, no one has ever seen God with his naked eyes, but only the begotten Son has declared him.
Amen.
Amen. How did he declare him?
Hallelujah.
He has declared him. That's why this stage, we know him. And we know where he's found. He is found in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book that was handed over to Adam in the Garden of Eden, that was the book of redemption. That was the mystery book. That was the title which God gave to Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when Adam had forfeited that book, it was taken back to the abstract owner. The abstract owner was God. When it was with God, hallelujah,
amen,
the book was closed. Hallelujah. But while it was still with Adam, it was in his hand. It was not in his heart. But where is the book today? Today it is not in our hands. That book is in our heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Son of God has declared him and we know him, where he is found, he is found in us. That's why Moses one day, if you read the book of Exodus chapter 33, he wanted to see the face of God. But God said, no one can see me and live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No one can see me and live.
Why?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the book was still, it was still closed. Moses could only see the back part of God, but not the face. Oh, praise be to God. But praise be to God. But in our day, the prophet of this age has seen the face.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet of our age,
Brother Branham,
has seen the face. God said to Moses, no one can see my face and live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this day, the book is not closed. The book is open. The mystery is inside the book.
I
declare.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the seven church ages without the seven seals is incomplete.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The seven church ages without the seven seals is incomplete.
Yeah.
Because seven church ages is time.
Yeah.
But the seven sins,
God, I'm a power is come
is Christ.
Yeah.
It's eternity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the people of this day only know one part. Only know one part. Prophesy one part. But when that is perfect has come, hallelujah,
amen,
we will move from one part to the other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We leave our things on the first part and move
move with the things of God. On the other part. Because we are today perfected by God. Hallelujah. That's why the Jews could not be made perfect without us. We are so important. So the Gentile children, the Gentile church, hallelujah,
amen,
is blessed because it is the one that can see this message of the hour. And the Gentile church knows where Christ is. But the Jews are still waiting for the Messiah to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because to them the book is still closed. But unto us on the other side, the book is open. All the mysteries are revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when the rapture comes, the Gentile church will bring back the same message to the Jews. Because, hallelujah,
amen,
the word of God came from the east towards the west. That's why they often say civilization started from the east. Started from China.
China.
Then it started from China. From the east. And went straight to the west. And it's now from the west back to the east.
Hallelujah. Amen.
What time is it, says?
Yeah.
You better wake up. Time is no more.
Amen.
The child of God has to wake up. What time is it? God has declared unto him, to you himself. God has shown his mysteries to us. The mysteries are revealed to us. Blessed is the one who readeth, and the one that understands the words of this prophecy and keep. It is not just only to read and understand, but keep on going. If you keep on going, you will keep what you have read and what you have understood. Because time is at hand. The problem of people today, they just read, they understand, but they don't keep. My brother, my sister, it's time for you and me to keep. But praise to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the message of this day is in us.
Amen.
That's why when we preach today, we no longer preach the prophecy.
As Shumayel is prophet.
But we preach the fulfillment of the prophecy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because all the fulfillment of the prophecies were in Jesus. When he was here, that's why he was the fullness of the Godhead. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Great is the mystery.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let me just read this for you.
Again,
amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The world is falling.
Umhlaba uyabhubha.
Falling apart again.
Uyabhubha umhlaba.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Right. That's page 2. When the Lamb comes and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne, that was the book of redemption. That book of redemption, hallelujah,
amen,
is our book. We are possessing that book. Aren't you possessing the book?
Yeah.
Where is that book today? That book is in your heart. That's why today you are a child of God. We have got no fear about this message. Because that book is now possessed by you. It was first possessed by our prophet. Our names are just written in the heart of our prophet. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right. And those names were put in there before the foundation of the world. When they caught that picture, even of the seven angels, as was predicted, as we went west, that is the prophet. The prophet speaks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he told me, 3 months before, where it would be and how I would be standing there, and there it was. Just listen. And the cameras are for hundreds of miles caught the picture of it right.
They're
just exactly was foretold exactly. And if I ever preached anything that was inspired in my life, it is the seven seals.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was something inspired to the prophet. It is also inspired in my life. That's why I cannot stop preaching the seven seals. Because God has revealed something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why when you read the Bible,
Revelation 8 verse 1,
when he had opened the seven seals, not all seals, the seven seals, there was silence. Where? There was silence in heaven. But activity was going on earth. Why? Because the seven seals had all the mysteries contained inside. The seven seals, hallelujah,
amen,
contains the whole Bible. The seven seals brings him down. The seven seals is not known to anybody.
But
it is only revealed to only the saints that were elected before the foundation of the world. My brother, my sister, how can you stop preaching about the seven seals? Because the seven
seals
is your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The seven seals is your theophany.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The first, the third, up to the sixth seal. The message is there. We're all contained in the seven seal.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you remember Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter
24?
Verse 36. Can you just read it for me, my brother?
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 36.
Ifunde yakanjena. Ithi kepha lolo suku nalelo hora akakho owazi lutho ngalo nezingilozi zasezulwini nandodana ngubaba kuphela.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That hour,
lelo hora,
and that time,
nalelo sikhathi,
no one knows about it.
Akekho owazi ngakho.
Angels,
ingelosi,
even the Son,
ngisho nendodana,
don't know about this day.
Akazi ngalolu suku.
But only
God,
but only the Father.
Ubaba kuphela.
He stopped there.
Wama lapho.
What do we know today?
Sazi namhlanje na.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know everything.
Sazi yonke
into. Because God has revealed everything to us.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu uwambule konke kithi.
When he sent our prophets.
Uma athumela umprofeti wethu.
It was for a purpose.
Kwakungenxa yenjongo.
When he sent Brother Branham.
Uma athumela umfowethu Branham.
He was an unlearned.
Wayengafundanga.
He dropped at primary school.
Waphuma esikolweni asisekho primary.
He never preached the language.
Azanga ashumayela
ulimi. But he only preached the living words.
Washumayela izwi eliphilayo.
That is what we are doing today.
Yilokho sikwenzayo
namhlanje. We are not teaching any language.
Ashumayela ulwimi.
We are just preaching the living word.
Sishumayela izwi eliphilayo.
That's why today.
Ingakho namhlanje.
We are just walking on his footsteps.
Sihamba enyathelweni zakhe.
That's why today.
Ingakho namhlanje.
He is the one.
Nguyena.
He is going to introduce us.
Ozosazisa.
To our Messiah.
UMesiya wethu.
He is going to introduce us.
Ozosazisa.
To our husband.
Ngumyeni wethu.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you remember Rebecca?
Uyakhumbula bafowethu?
Rebecca never introduced herself.
URebecca akazazisanga yena.
To Isaac.
KuIsaka.
But Eliezer.
Kodwa Eliezer.
Did the job.
Wayenza umsebenzi.
Before she was introduced.
Ngaphambi kokuthi aziswe.
Her family called her.
Umndeni wakhe wambiza.
And asked a question.
Wambuza umbuzo.
Will you be able to go with this man?
Uzokwazi ukuhamba nale ndoda na?
She never turned right and left and took.
Adanga bese
ayem.
What did you hamba naye?
Because between Isaac and Rebecca.
Ngokuphakathi kwa
Isaac no Rebecca. There was that connection.
Kwakhona into ebekhumamisayo.
But I never met each other before.
Abahlangane
and the connection
kodwa leke baqhumanisa
the supernatural
okungabe wesimoya
made Isaac and Rebecca to connect
kwenza uIsaka no Rebecca ukuthi baqhumane
hallelujah
amen
when she rode upon the camels
uma gibela kuma kamela
hallelujah
amen
the man Eliezer
umndoda
uEliezer was going forward
behamba phambili
hallelujah
amen
and Isaac on the other side
uIsaka kweli iqhe
left the palace
washiya iphalo
he went into the field
why ensimi
he went there to meditate
wahamba lapho
kuyosiza
shigani na
his wife was coming.
Ngokuthi uNkosikazi wakhe
wayeza. God.
Baba uNkulunkulu.
We are ready to meet him in the air.
Silindele ukumhlangabezana naye
emoyeni. He's now leaving the palace.
Uyashiya manje.
We are about to leave the earth.
Nathi sizoshiya mhlaba.
Meet together.
Ngokuthi sikhumane.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaac when he was in the field.
UMoyisaka
sentsimini. He meditated.
Wayezidla.
When he lifted up his eyes.
Uma phamisa amehlo
wakhe. He saw the camels coming.
Wabona amakamela eza.
And Rebecca on the other side.
Rebecca
when she lifted up her eyes.
Uma phakamisa
amehlo. She saw the man coming.
Wabona indoda iza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then she dropped down from the camel.
Wow, ayehle ukamela.
That was something supernatural.
Kwakuyinto ethile yesimoya ke leyo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then she started to ask the man.
Waqala wabuza le ndoda.
Who is that man coming?
Uba le ndoda ezayo
to meet us.
Ozosihlangabeza.
Then Eliezer said to her.
Eliezer wathi kuyena,
"This is my master."
Yona inkosi yami ke le. Amen.
Brother Branham the prophet.
Ubothe Branham
will be able to introduce us.
Uma zozazisa.
This is our master.
Wathi le inkosi yeni.
This is our husband.
Lo umyeni wethu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is in the introduce us. But he started introducing us.
Kodwa uqala
ukuzazisa. By this message.
Uyena ngalomlayezo.
Because this message.
Uthi lomlayezo.
Makes you and me.
Wenza wena
nami. Agree with our husband.
Ukuthi sivumelane nomyeni
wethu. No, we never saw him with our naked eyes.
Noma singambonanga ngamehlo wethu.
But we know he lives.
Kodwa siyazi ukuthi uyaphila.
And he is coming.
Uyeza futhi.
He is coming for his bride.
Uzele umlabokazi wakhe.
His spirit.
Umoya wakhe.
Yes, in us.
Uphakathi kithi na.
My spirit and his spirit.
Umoya wakhe, umoya
wakhe. I am the child of God.
Ukuthi mina ngumntwana
kaNkulunkulu. I walk wherever.
Ngihamba noma kuphi.
Somebody can walk.
Lapho umuntu
angahamba. Cannot walk.
Kodwa ngihambi.
I just opened all the doors.
Ngivula yonke iminyango.
Yes, someone cannot open.
Lapho umuntu angawa
kwazi ukuthi.
Ukuthi.
He lives in me.
Uphila kimi na. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When she dropped from the camel.
Umehla kuma kamela.
After she had been introduced to that man, this is my master. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was the change of the ministry.
From
the natural to the supernatural. She took the veil and covered herself. That was something supernatural. Because she was about to meet her husband. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I say to you this morning, the seventh seal brings him down.
Amen.
He's the orphan and mighty orphan.
Made
the connection. That's why I cannot backslide.
But
brother and sister, you'll never backslide.
Now
because he lives.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because something perfect has
come.
I no longer see one part.
I'm saboning nganye yodwa kuphela.
I no longer know one part.
Angazi nganye yodwa kuphela.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's now transition period now.
Manje isikhathi sokufundisa.
From the seven church ages to the seven seals.
Kusukela kumabandla esikhombisa kuye kumaphawu esikhombisa. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu.
After she was introduced,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She took the veil and covered herself. That was something supernatural. And then Eliezer went straight to meet the master. I have found her.
What it said,
amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham even today says,
yes.
I have found her.
What is that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My brother, my sister,
yes.
You have been found.
Yes.
Because you speak these things,
yeah,
from a certain place. That's why God had to limit a day. He had to limit a day. He was supposed to say something from a certain day. That's why today we know that day. And we know when we speak this message. This message we are speaking today, the message is preached by the pastors, comes from the throne.
Who come students of course.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then she met her master. She met her husband. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that woman?
The
Samaritan woman?
Samaria.
She was known as a prostitute. In
Samaria.
She was known as the bad one.
Why is one
the worst of them all?
Yeah.
But you know what?
God, we are
deep down in her heart,
yeah,
in her leaky compartment,
yeah,
there was something different.
Yeah.
She had something,
yeah,
totally different from others.
Yeah.
Though she was known as a prostitute,
noma aziwa ngesifebe.
When Jesus came,
yeah,
there was that conversation,
yeah,
between the woman and Jesus. She only knew one part. That this is Jesus. But as the conversation continued, something now triggered in her heart. After Jesus said, hallelujah.
Amen.
How many husbands do you have?
What unamadoda anga kina?
She said, I have none.
What anga indo?
And Jesus said,
what to Jesus?
You are right by so saying.
What to kulumeko?
Even the one that you have,
mishona leo na
yuma, is not yours.
Akse ya.
You once had five.
Ube na five.
But the one that you have is not yours.
Na lo shala na yomo.
You had answered right.
Upendulega.
You have got no husband.
Uta una yume.
Then something triggered in her heart.
Okile what?
Who is this man?
What uba anda dota?
And the very prophet.
Akso huyan prophet.
Are you the prophet?
What prophet ina?
Jesus said, how do you know?
What was God?
Because we know.
What
when the Messiah has come, he will be able to tell us all. Then Jesus said, I am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only different thing from others, the very prostitute woman,
amen,
was elected before the foundation of the world. That's why she left the water pots and ran straight to the city. She never preached to them. She called them. I have met someone. Maybe she can change your life. Go and meet him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She never preached. That's why our sisters today are not given to preach. The Bible forbids them to preach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Only man is allowed to preach. It was not Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who sinned?
Oh, on.
But it was only the woman.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
She never preached that woman. She told them, come and see.
What was hands or born? Amen.
Even today, hallelujah,
amen,
you are able to come and see.
We are wise with those who are born.
But praise to God. Those that are elect know the truth. Because the truth shall set us all free.
Amen.
No matter whatever you do,
yeah,
the truth,
yeah,
shall set us all free. No one knows the hour, the day.
Yeah.
Not angels. Neither the Son of God. But only the Father. He stopped there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why there was silence in heaven when the seventh seal was opened.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was silence in heaven. But what happened on earth? There were church activities, denominational activities, and they never knew that there was a prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The heavenly angel took the book. The book was no longer closed now. The book was opened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the mysteries inside the book were revealed. But the angel down on earth was ready to receive. It was not just a literal receiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When that angel came down, wrote that message, wrote that mystery to the angel on earth.
Then
the angel on earth received. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After receiving it, he put it right in his soul.
Why bear a power
in his heart? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why today when we are preaching, we know him.
See,
he is in our heart.
Hallelujah.
His seat, his throne, the God throne is in man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when he was still sitting on his throne, that was the first throne. The book was closed by that time. That's why John cried. He wept. Who can that take that book from him? Who sat on the throne? The Bible says there was no one in heaven, on earth, under the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But John,
go to Johann,
was given courageous.
What the means?
Weep not, John.
What you got?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The tribe of Judah has prevailed to take that book from him.
Then
the lamb came and took the book.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The lamb took the book. He took the book from where? The lamb took the book from unto himself.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After taking the book, the Lamb opened the book. The mysteries. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We're made to be known.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The mysteries were made to be known.
Amen.
In the days of the voice. Of the seventh angel. All the mysteries. Not part of. All the mysteries. Should be finished. As God has declared this. Unto his prophets.
Amen.
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 He doesn't declare his mystery unto anybody
else.
But only to the prophets.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you just read the book, my brother? Luke chapter 10, verse
16. Luke. Luke 10, verse 16. Ifunde ngalendlela onizwayo nina uyangizwa mina onalayo nina uyangala mina ongalayo mina uyamala ongithumileyo. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus in the book of John chapter 14 verse 11 he says
uthi lapho
remember
that
I am.
Uthi mina.
I am.
Mina.
In the Father.
Ngubaba.
And the Father.
Ubaba.
Is in me.
Uphakathi kimina.
If you don't believe me.
Uma ungakholwa yimina.
But only believe the works.
Kholwa imisebenzi.
That you have seen.
Oyibonile.
Because it's not I.
Ngokuthi akusimi.
Who do the works.
Owenza
leyo. But it's only the Father.
Ubaba
kuphela. Who is in me.
Ophakathi kimina.
If he could only stop there. Things could not be complete. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why if you go to verse 12.
Verse 12.
Very, very, I say unto you. Believe the works. That I do. Because you will even do greater things than this.
Amen.
You will be able to do greater things than this. Because I am just going to my Father. If I go to my Father, you can't be left alone. That's why I've prayed to my Father to give you another comforter. When he has come, he will come straight to you. He will abide in you. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot see, whom the world can never know, but you know him, because he lives in you. He abides with you. He will never leave you. When he's in you, even if I'm gone, hallelujah,
amen.
When he's in you, you will be able to do greater things than this. Because me and my Father will come down. That's why on the day of Pentecost, he came down in the form of a spirit.
Amen.
He was the Son of God by that time. But when he was here on earth, he was just, hallelujah, the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was the Son of Man. He never said, I'm the Son of God. When he was here on earth, he spoke about the Son of Man. Because he was the Son of Man. The Son of Man means a prophet. But when he left, he made a promise. Stay put. Never move an inch. Stay put in Jerusalem. Power shall come down from on high. When he has come, you will be able to know the truth. Because I and my Father will come down. My third throne will be in you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he said,
Uma ati,
remember,
Kumbula,
I am in the Father.
Yeah.
That was the first throne. The Father is in me. When Jesus was here, we were all in him.
Amen.
Amen. But after he left, he became the mediator. When he said the right hand, hallelujah.
Amen.
He was the mediator. But on the day of Pentecost, he was the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But praise be to God. This day, the prophet of the hour, Brother Branham, the prophet, hallelujah.
Amen.
He's now calling the supernatural.
Ubiza wesimoya. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He calls the Son of Man to come.
Ubiza indodana yemuntu ukuthi yehle.
And he's coming.
Uyeza. Yeah. Amen.
When he comes,
uma eza,
he will be the Son of Man.
Uzoba indodana yemuntu.
That's why he had to ask his disciples.
Ingabe ufanele abuze abafundi bakhe.
Amen. Who do people say who is the Son of Man?
Abantu bathi indodana yemuntu ingubani na?
Amen. They mentioned this, mentioned that, and Jesus knew that people, the Son of Man is not known.
Yeah. Yes.
He can't be known by anybody else.
Yeah.
Amen. Some said,
yeah.
He is the prophet Jeremiah.
But the prophet Jeremiah.
John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Prophet Elijah.
But the prophet Elijah.
Then he came straight.
Where's I'm born?
Who do you say I am?
What nina geniti ngubani? Amen.
That was a direct question.
No mbuzo akondene nabo ngqo.
You see?
Amen.
The world has got a question.
Umhlaba unombuzo.
But you have got an answer.
Kodwa nina ninempendulo.
Peter had an answer.
UPetru waba nempendulo.
Even though the question was direct.
Ngisho noma umbuzo akondene
nabo. Peter had an answer.
UPetru wawunawo umpendulo.
Because Peter
ukuthi uPetru
moved.
Wasuka
from the first part
to the
second part.
Waya kule ngxenye
yesibili. Moved from the natural
wasuka kwe
to the supernatural.
Waya kwe small.
When he answered that question,
umaphendula lo
mbuzo. He said,
what?
You are Christ.
Wathi wena uKristu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter received
uPetru wamkela
the revelation of the new dispensation. Brother Branham the prophet received
wamkela.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The revelation of the new dispensation. When he opened the seals. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the seals
were
never ever written by anybody.
As Palanga,
Brother Branham, our
prophet,
in 1963, he wrote the seven seals.
What Bali bows is
Kobisa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
My brother, my sister,
for way to Tatuetu,
this is just a mystery.
Yeah.
But to us,
yeah,
the mystery is revealed.
Yeah.
There is nothing that we don't know. We know everything.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything is known to us. Because God has declared,
yeah,
the mystery unto us.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Let me just read this for you before I close.
Okay.
Let me just read this for you before I close.
Yes.
All right. The prophet says here,
prophet,
hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Great is the mystery of God.
That's
why I say it.
I
can't stop preaching.
The
seven seals.
Amen.
Amen. Because it is where I'm made perfect.
Now,
do you notice on the opening of this seventh seal? It is also in a threefold mystery. This one, I have, will speak, and have spoken. That it is the mystery
of the seven thunders. Or may the church say amen.
Amen.
It is the mystery of the seven thunders. When the seven thunders had uttered their voices, John took just a pen. He was about to write. What was he going to write? Because that thing was not based unto John. Because the seven thunders had a secret underneath.
Amen. Amen.
There was a secret
underneath.
So John could not write anything.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The prophet says, I have spoken that this is the mystery of the seven thunders. The seven thunders in heaven will unfold this mystery. Or may the church say amen.
Amen.
The seven thunders will be able to unfold the mystery which is underneath. The mystery which is within.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was something inside, which was a great mystery. Because there was a pyramid. Inside. The mystery of God was underneath.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. The seven thunders in heaven, we unfold this mystery. Just listen. It will be right at the coming of Christ. Not at any time. But at the right coming of Christ. What time is it, says? That's why my brother, my sister, keep the mystery. Keep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The seven
seals.
Keep. The third pool. In your heart.
Amen.
Because time is at hand. Do you remember Jesus? When he entered the synagogue, the minister just gave him a book. When he opened the book, he found a place.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He found a place.
Amen.
That place spoke about him. The place this morning, where you were found, speaks about you. Jesus found a place that spoke about him in that book. After he had read the book, he closed it and gave it to the minister. And he sat down. All the eyes in the synagogue gazed at him. And he started to say, this scripture. This scripture. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. This scripture. When? Today is fulfilled. Where? In your ears. Not in your heart. But praise be to God. This scripture today is fulfilled in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. It's fulfilled in our hearts.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
These are just great things.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Someone who enjoys things of one part
is in those.
A prophet of one part
is prophet saying,
cannot go to perfection. Cannot be perfected. Why? He's not called to that place.
Yeah.
Praise.
Amen.
It will be right at the coming of Christ. Because Christ said, no one knew when he would return.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So everybody this day is saying he's coming.
But yes.
But if you can ask them how,
when?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will tell you many things. He will find me still in the bus. In my car. Hey, he will find me in my church. He will take me away from my church. No. He has his own church. Amen. He founded his own church. His church was founded upon the revelation.
Amen.
It was not founded upon the Roman Catholic Church. It was founded upon his revelation. When Peter said, "You are Christ." The Son of the Living God. And Jesus said, Peter, you are no longer Simon Jonas. Today you are Peter. Because what has been revealed to you, it has not been revealed by blood and flesh, but it has been revealed by my Father in heaven. So upon this rock, who was that rock? He was the same rock. Upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. Even the gates of hell will never prevail my church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he's the rock of ages.
Amen.
He's the rock of ages.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother, my sister,
wait.
When the seven thunders had uttered their voices, something was coming behind. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay. I've got my own small spoken word. That's book 10. Of the seven church age and seven seals. Right. That is page 54.
54.
Right. I have to read this. But before I read,
right.
The prophet Brother Branham says, when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, The white stone was the seventh seal. The seven thunders kept the pyramid. Brother Branham himself could not interpret the white stone inside the
pyramid.
He could interpret the outside of the
pyramid.
May the church say amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham, our prophet, could not interpret the white stone inside the pyramid. He could only interpret the outside of the pyramid. And the pyramid was made of stones which contained the stone inside. The white stone inside. Which no one could interpret. The white stone inside the pyramid.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After the seven thunders had uttered their voices, the mystery was beneath. What time is it, says? You will notice that one angel was very notable to me.
The
rest of them just seemed ordinarily. But this angel was a noted angel. He was to my left in the constellation in a form of a pyramid. And you remember, it was in the pyramid where the mysterious white rock was not written on. And the angels, oh, my brother, my sister,
amen.
Just listen carefully now.
Lalela kuyo.
And the angels took me into the pyramid. It means Brother Branham, the
prophet,
was outside the pyramid.
But
the seven angels took him from outside and took him into the inside of the
pyramid. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of themselves,
pyramid yards.
The mysteries of God, known only to them. And now, they were the messengers that come to interpret that pyramid or that message of the secret of the seven seals which lay with the inside of the pyramid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the angel was to my left.
Would
you really be the last or the seventh angel? If we would count them from the left to the right, because he was on my left, me looking to him, oh, hallelujah, towards west, him coming towards the east, would be on the left side. So that would be the last angel's message. Very notable. You remember how I said he had this kind of his head back and his great sharp wings, and how he flew right to me. Now,
manje,
that is the seventh seal.
That
angel which flew straight to Brother Brenner, hallelujah,
amen,
is the seventh seal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? It was coming to Brother Branham, because Brother Branham the prophet was ready to receive. If he was not ready, if he was not counted, the seven angels could not pick him up into the pyramid. But because he was known to be the prophet of this age, to bring the light to all saints in this day. My brother, my sister, what day are we in? Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, that is this seventh seal. It still is a notable thing. Oh my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, this angel was coming from heaven at his right hand.
He
had a message bringing to the angel on earth at the right hand.
Amen.
The message coming from the right hand to the right hand.
Amen.
May the church say amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
All
right. This message has to be understood.
And be settled in the heart of a Christian who is a Gentile. This message of the hour is not loaded at this time to the Jews. It's only loaded to the Gentiles. Why? Because the Gentiles are just calling his second coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you remember John the Baptist?
Namkumbulu Johannu Mbaptisti.
Knew Jesus as his cousin.
Wazi uJesu njengesihlobo sakhe.
They were both cousins.
Beba yihlobo bobabili.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next day when he came to John, Jesus, he said, behold, this is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was the first part. But John had to be moved from the first part to the second part to perfection.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before he said, I also never knew him. But I was told, when I see the Spirit coming from above, like a dove. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is where John started to know him. That this was the Messiah. This was something supernatural. My brother, my sister, we are preaching today the supernatural. We are no longer preaching the natural. It's time for the supernatural. Because we are about to go. The bride of Christ. He's ready to meet him. Where is the rapture today? The rapture is already in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Elijah and Noah were together on earth, Noah was busy just building the ark. He could move up. But Enoch was ready to be translated because he was the seventh man from Adam.
So what?
My brother, my sister, we are now the seventh man. We are ready to go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Noah was coming down from the mountain, he was after Enoch. His main intention was to see
Enoch.
Because Noah knew that
Enoch
would just go one day. Once Enoch goes, once Enoch is translated, hallelujah.
Amen.
Then now it means the flood
is
coming. The flood is coming. Hallelujah. His sight was mainly on
Enoch.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He knew.
Was.
Praise God. That's why John the Baptist. You remember when John was baptizing in the river Jordan? Jesus came to him. He said, just John baptize me.
What did
John
baptize?
To fulfill all things. John said, I can't be baptized by you. It's me to be baptized by you. John baptized me.
Johane baptized
me. To fulfill all righteousness. You know what?
We are seeing.
John knew.
Johane
something was revealed to John. That the sacrifice. Before it is sacrificed. It has to be washed. It has to be cleansed.
Amen.
Then he baptized him right there. After that, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, in the form of a dove, came down and abode upon him. Then John started to know, this is the Messiah.
Yeah.
He was before me.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
One day, Jesus told the Jews, told the scribes, told the Sadducees, told multitudes, that before Abraham was, not to say I was,
I am.
Amen. Amen. Not to say I was.
I would believe.
I am. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother, my sister.
Wait,
do you know that he knew us?
Was us.
We were in his mind.
Amen. Amen.
Before we came to be what we are, we were in his mind. Before he was called God. Because God is an object of worship. He was just Elohim.
Elohim.
Right inside Elohim.
Elohim.
There were attributes. I was also there.
Ben Parati, I'm gonna
lie. He knew before that I would be the pastor.
Was the
not everywhere. But in Swaziland.
God was Swaziland. Amen.
He knew before
was
that Pastor Matiba would be the prophet amongst you here in Witbank. In him, the same Elohim, were attributes. What is an attribute? An attribute is a thought.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We were in his mind. He thought about us. We were in him. Praise God. That thought had to be expressed before it became the word. Because the word creates. After the thought had been expressed, it became the word. And that same word was creative. That same word. That's why the Bible says, John 1:1. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. First word in the word was made flesh. The same word dwelt in us. Where is he today? He is in me. My brother, my sister, if you can say he is in you.
Amen.
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 You no longer point at someone today. Your finger must be direct. He is in me today. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He dwells in my heart. We are just sharing all things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word creates. That's why the Bible says, in the beginning,
Genesis 1:1.
In the beginning, God created. That was the word. The word said, let there be. And there was. He separated light from darkness. That was the word. He spoke the word. What are we doing today? We are speaking the word. Because the word is in us. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of redemption is in us.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I am possessing that book. That book is in my heart. My brother, my sister,
we
are just possessing something which the world can never know. Because you are now perfected.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The word was creative.
That
same book, which was in the hand of Adam.
Adam.
God took it unto himself. But the book was closed. But today that book is no longer closed.
Amen.
That's why John cried.
He
wept a lot.
Wakala.
Who can take the book from him who is on the throne? No one was found. But John never ever cried.
Yeah.
The tribe of Judah
has
prevailed
to
take the book and opened the book and revealed all the mysteries. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
John never, Abraham was hidden nothing at all. God revealed everything to
Abraham.
Do you know the day when Abraham was just sitting under his tent? He saw three ball of lights coming from heaven. When the three ball of lights came down, when they stepped down on earth, they were no longer the ball of lights. They just became men. When the three men walked straight to Abraham, how did he address them? He never saw many lords. He said, "Oh, my Lord."
What? Oh, Kosiyami.
Because he knew. He had the revelation that this is only one God. One Lord. May the church say amen.
Amen.
In the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse
7.
The Bible says there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And the three are one. That's why Abraham saw one man. He saw the Lord. But when the two angels moved towards Sodom, moved towards where Lot was, Lot only saw two men. The way he addressed them, he said, "Oh Lot."
What? Oh,
it was a different address from the same address Abraham did.
Abraham
saw one man, saw one Lot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Lot was in the second pool. Abraham was in the third pool.
Abraham,
because Abraham had the revelation from God. My brother, my sister, we have the same revelation coming from God. We have got only one God. He is the Messiah. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Elohim. He is Jehovah Nissi. He says, "I am that I am." Go and tell them, Moses, that I am has said to you, hallelujah,
amen.
I am that I am. Moses wanted to know his name.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are what we are because of him.
See, look, see, he go, ungenxa yakhe.
May God bless you all.
Unkulunkulu anibusise kakhulu.
Pastor Madiba.
Melusi Madiba.
Just come forward.
Ungeza ngaphambili. Amen. Amen.
The Lord willing.
Uma inkosi ivuma.
I'm expecting the same pastor in Swaziland.
Ngilindele umelusi ofanayo eSwaziland. Amen.
Because I have just come here to
witness
and
he's
supposed to come to Swaziland. To preach the message. I am waiting for him. No matter what. No matter maybe the circumstances. But he's coming to Swaziland. I have done my part.
He's
supposed to do his part.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless
bless my pastor. God bless you, pastor.
To the supernatural.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. moving from knowing the man as Jesus to knowing him as Christ. Hallelujah. For you to make that transition, you need your theophany. Amen. We don't know these things in part because we are living during the time of a complete realization. Amen. I'm glad the pastor mentioned that when Peter received the revelation, it was a dispensational revelation. And today, the bride receives the dispensational revelation from the seven church ages to the seals, from Eliezer to Isaac. This is just a transition period.
Yes, it's cut so rula.
Amen. A homegoing time.
It's cut so humble and see a car.
The meeting in the air is imminent. It can take place at any time.
Oh, we
are blessed, brethren. We thank God for the message that went forth today. I can say much, but maybe let's just sing songs. Love lifted me up. Amen.
Amen.
Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love.
Body language says much. If you just say, love lifted me, that means we have not yet begun. What did love do to you? Lifted you up. A lifted person sings in a lifted manner. Amen. Let's come with it again, Sister Maluleka.
Amen.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace. All my heart to him, I
nothing else could help, when nothing could help, love lifted us up. We are the products of His love. We are the materialization of His love. Amen. Just give us another worshiping song. Maybe we can say, amongst all gods, there is none like Him. Amen. Do you believe that? Amongst all messages, there is nothing like this message. Amongst all revelations, there is nothing like this revelation. You must believe that you are holding the best.
Amen.
Amen. And then we'll close the service with a word of prayer.
Yeah.
I don't know how my Lord God chose me, but I'm thankful anyway. How many are saying that this morning? I don't know what He saw in me, but it was in His unmerited grace.
He
came my way and chose me. And from this day, I'm thankful. Amen.
Amen.
In this passage, by grace, He is only by grace that I'm in this place. I don't know how my Lord God chose me, but I'm thankful
our eyes closed. If there's anyone here that has got a request, you just indicate by raising your hand. Say, I want to be remembered in prayer.
Amen.
The same God is still veiled in flesh.
Can
still be gracious enough to come your way. Touch you. Lead you. Guide you. Help you to reach your destination. He's still the Almighty God. He's still in charge. I know that for a fact.
The
Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. My prophet says to me, if you approach him with the same attitude that other people approached him, same things that he has done for them, he is obligated. I repeat, he is obligated to respond to your needs. He must prove that he's not dead. He must prove that he's not dead, but he's alive. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we sang this song, I'm only in this message by grace. Lord, it is nothing but grace. And at this point in time, we appeal for your grace in our various situations, with our various challenges. We need your grace, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, our hands have been raised unto thee. And Lord, these hands, when they were raised to you, they had to defy the law of gravity.
Amen.
And I think there is a purpose behind that. It's because there is request in their hearts, Father. And they know one thing. We serve the only living God.
Yes.
That's why we are not ashamed to say there is no God like ours. There is no Jehovah like ours.
Amen.
You know us, Heavenly Father. As the pastor kept on mentioning here, you elected us before the foundation of the world. And Lord, we consider ourselves to be a great privileged group of people to have known you the way we have known you, to have been revealed unto you the way you have revealed yourself unto us. That is why, as the singer says, hold on to the unchanging hand of the Almighty God. Lord, I say, grant their request. Fulfill their needs, Father. Continue to be God in their lives, that the enemy should know that they serve the living God. I commit every request to you. I commit every need to you. Make it to be realized. And Lord, I know whenever a need or request is realized, there's always a testimony that goes forth.
Amen.
That magnify your greatness, Father. And Lord, here is thy servant. You have used him in a mighty manner this morning. And Lord, you have revealed yourself through unto us through him, Father. I say, be gracious unto him. Restore the virtue, Father. As you'll be making back home together with the saints, I ask for the traveling mercy. Just lead the way, let the pillar of fire lead them, Father, until such time we meet. But let the same fire keep on burning, Father. Oh Lord, this is my greatest desire, that these messages, we must never get used to them. That each day when we hear the message, we must remember that once we were amongst the Egyptians. We must remember that once we were in the bondage of sin. And you, there came a deliverer in the end time in the form of the prophet. And say, come out of them, my people. Because there was a promised land, Father. And Lord, until we reach our destination, help us to be like Caleb and Joshua. To remain steadfast in this truth. To remain unshaken, Heavenly Father, to be obsessed with our goal, Father. That is our desire. As I commit each and every man and woman that has gathered here to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. So we are done with Swaziland. Second service, we are moving to Zimbabwe. Amen. 4 o'clock. Amen. So today we are having international services. Amen. Pastor Moses will be here at 4 o'clock. Pastor will keep our weight, will follow you to Swaziland. Always meeting Ngwavuma. But this time we'll make it to Swaziland. Amen. It has been a great time to spend time with you. We enjoyed the fellowship. Amen. Just go home and support the pastor as always. Swaziland and Witbank are neighbors. Amen. When we say the neighbors are kind, we are referring to the Swazi neighbors. God bless you, Rishi. Maybe let's just break, if you can swap and break into one Swazi song.
I am also longing.
That's right.
Amen.
For that land where there is no calendar. Where there are no diseases there. No grudges there. Hey, I'm waiting for that day.
Here.
A land where there are no grudges. No bitterness there. No hidden agenda. The only agenda is nothing but Christ. I'm looking forward towards that land.
Amen.
Izulu, how we kaya, tahula, poso, humula,
Izulu,
kaya
la,
kaya la,
kaya la,
hula,
poso.
Ikayala,
ikayala,
kula,
poso,
kumuyala na zele la mina,
iyala na zele,
zele la mina,
ukufika
ko
na me, isulu,
ikayala,
ikayala,
kaya le jamulo,
kula poso.
No más ya tu chotina,
no más ya tu
chotina,
no más de
nela,
no más de nela,
no más ya tu
chotina, no más
de nela,
no más de nela,
no
más de
nela,
no más de nela,
no más
de nela, no
oh. We are getting into the pyramid. Amen.
Sengu tambama lona seli yamushona tina sibona nanka matuji ona.
Of the apostles.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's sing that one. And then 4 o'clock we are here.
Yeah.
4:30 it's a chorus leader will stand. And then Pastor Moses from Zimbabwe will take us through.
Yeah.
God bless you, Pastor.
Yeah.
We're very much thankful.
Yeah.
Amen. After you can take your seats, you are dismissed. The deacons will dismiss you row by row.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Uthi nasakiwe.
Sakiwe.
Uthi
Nasakiwe Yesu wesisekelo
Uthi nasakiwe
Sakiwe
Uthi nasakiwe
Jesu Christo
Saba apostole
Saba apostole
Saba apostole Saba apostole
Jesu Christi Segelo
Uti Nasakiwe
Sakiwe
Uti Nasakiwe
Jesu Christi Segelo
Sava Apostolo